D.A. Flynn says since the Parkland, Florida shootings last month, there have been numerous threats at a number of school districts in Erie County. Flynn will assign his assistant district attorneys to act as liaisons to every school district across the county.
To ensure that nothing falls through the cracks, all the gaps are filled, we here in Erie County have a coordinated effort amongst all 27 police agencies, amongst all 30 school districts, to ensure that nothing falls through the cracks, all the gaps are filled, and that each threat and incident is investigated thoroughly.
By assigning ADAs to the school districts, it will allow questioning of witnesses and to legally handle those under 18 years of age.
If it becomes a point where we got to interview witnesses and the school district or SRO needs legal guidance on where, when, and how to speak to a juvenile, my office can be there to assist that as well.
Flynn unveiled his plan as UB hosted the 15th annual Safe Schools Conference at the Center for the Arts. It included discussions on collaboration with education and law enforcement. It also featured Michelle Gay. She lost her daughter in the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings.
It's difficult. It's challenging. But it's something that I feel that I can't not do.
Gay talked about how school communities need to take action to improve school safety.
We can't stop this effort. We have to continue. We have to work harder. We have to dig deeper. And I think the more attention that school safety gets, the more attention that we are paying to those underlying causes.
Tammy Prosser is a school counselor at Christian Central Academy in Williamsville and attended the day-long conference.
I think there's a big push for school counselors to be more involved in schools and to bring that support into schools. It was interesting what they talked about with the school resource officers and how they're really there to do preventative stuff as opposed to reactive, and I feel like as a school counselor, that's a lot of my job too.
The director of the National School Resource Officers, Mo Kennedy, also appeared at UB. He says it's time for federal, state, and local governments to figure out a way to fund a trained school resource officer to be inside every school building across the nation.
Because we believe that the people to be armed in a school environment really should be a trained law enforcement officer, specifically an SRO. And we believe if SROs are put in that position in every school, there might not be the need for teachers being armed. We also do recognize, though, that their communities are going to make their own decision about this.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.